Well, it's time to get back into our fishing talk with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. And we're going to jump right back into our conversation. This is part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. All right, so let's talk about, you know, one of your favorite things. I got two more things I want to talk to you about. What's happening to the south of you? But I'm really excited, actually, to talk to you about your smallmouth fishing.
I really just kind of got started on it. The last couple trips I've been down to the Ford River area, I've caught some fish. I haven't had big numbers. Of course, they're all big, fat pre-spawn fish, you know, 16 to 20-inch class fish, so they've been fun. But the water temperature is still like 46 to 50 degrees. So the fish are still kind of lethargic, and they're not really cranking. You got to go real slow. Tube jigs, or I've been running some Senkos and even some suspending crankbaits and just running them really slow. I mean, it's almost painful to fish that slow sometimes. But, you know, that's what the fish like. You know, again, this week, you know, temperature's warming up. The water temperature should start getting up in that low to mid 50-degree range, and that seems to be when they really start to crank out here.
Any colors working better than another down there?
Generally, fishing in that stained water, I just like anything bright. So, you know, chartreuses, oranges, whites, fire tigers, you know, any bright pattern that stands out in that dark water. It doesn't look like anything at all natural that a bass would eat, but they don't seem to mind it one little bit.
Well, can you fill us in a little bit on what's happening to the south? Have things kind of tapered off down around the Menominee area for the big walleye and any brown trout reports?
I guess this week we didn't hear a whole lot from anybody fishing down around Menominee. My dad made a couple of trips out of the Ford River here this week trying to troll for some brown trout. Still haven't caught any browns yet. Caught plenty of post-spawn walleyes, but didn't catch any trout just yet. Just haven't, again, the weather's been kind of uncooperative and less than ideal. And they're the same thing, too. We always seem to do better once we started getting water temperatures up into that 50-degree range. Always seemed to be when we did better on the spring trout.
Okay. Well, sounds like you're just in waiting mode now, a little perch fishing, maybe hoping the brown trout fishing picks up. But other than that, just getting ready for opening a walleye season this year. Obviously, May 15th, coming quick.
Yeah, it's coming quick. It's kind of scary here in the bait business here. It's like we're trying to figure out what all we're going to need to order here. So, yeah, we're working on that right now. But we'll be good to go by the time the opener rolls around here.
Well, we'll catch back up with you next week. Check in on the perch and the brown trout at least. And you have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right, Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle. And this is The Outdoor Show.